Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday, 8:08. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. You can watch the show at radioalice.com/watch. We have cameras in here the whole time, and then after the show, we recycle today's show all throughout the day, and on the weekends we take all the shows from the week and just rotate them. So check it out, radioalice.com/watch. Takes you right to the Looking Glass. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. So the celebrity nude hack that we got word of this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Catherine McPhee, although none of us even looked for her pictures. Tiger Woods. There was a full frontal of Tiger Woods that was on Lindsey Vonn's phone. I guess when they were dating, they were exchanging photos. So there's lots of her. And then
she looks great.
She does look really good. They all look great. I mean, they're all, you know, these are photos we're not supposed to see.
Nudity's wonderful.
Private photos. Kristen Stewart. And her girlfriend, Stella Maxwell?
No, that's Miley Cyrus's ex-girlfriend.
You know what, though? There's a picture of Kristen and Stella. Apparently, Kristen is taking a selfie, and Kristen's naked in the background. Hmm. Was she possibly in both?
Yeah, she might have dated both. I'm looking up Stella's dating history.
Give me a minute. It says the picture in question shows Stella in the bathroom taking a selfie. Kristen is posing naked behind her.
So she dated Miley in 2015 and dated Kristen Stewart in 2016.
So she's in a lot of these.
Yeah.
Vinny just showed me the picture. It's spectacular and completely unretouched. So there's actually pictures of Stella in bed with Miley, and they're just, you know, it's two girls in bed. Just taking selfies with their tops off. So Kristen Stewart and Stella Maxwell have lawyered up, demanding that several websites take down. I guess it's not just on the Celebrity Jihad, which is where we found the pictures this morning.
Some of the Kristen Stewart pictures look like a photo shoot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're like super pro looking? Oh, yeah, that's very pro looking. She's all wrapped up in gauze and like laying in a bird's nest. That doesn't look like the thing you have hanging around your house.
Uh-uh.
So they're saying you got to take these down. They were illegally hacked. Kristen's lawyer, Scott Whitehead, challenged websites that have photos of Kristen, Stella, and all these other people as well, saying it's a flagrant violation of copyright laws. They own their images. No one can use them without permission, but also total invasion of privacy and sexual assault on that level. The letter follows a similar demand by Tiger Woods' lawyer. And so everyone is screaming and yelling, and the photos are out there. As of the printing of this story, is this out of TMZ?
Mm-hmm.
Is that? They're saying they looked, and all the photos are still posted. The guy who was behind the Fappening, which was, as you pointed out, Vinny, less hacking, more phishing.
Right.
Figured out some passwords. The guy behind that one is currently serving 18 months in jail. It's not like if they find out who this person is, that they're not in trouble. Because they are. Oh. And we wondered this morning, like, why is it? What's the worth of it? I mean, it'd be one thing if you had these photos and then you were blackmailing the stars with them, threatening to put them up. Maybe they did. Maybe they threatened and now
they're
putting them up.
Well, no, I think if you put that in motion, you've created like you can get caught that way.
Right.
I mean.
But what is
pay me in Bitcoin.
What's their benefit, though?
I think it's because I can.
Right.
And I realize sometimes it's just like the other day. I forget what we were talking about. I think it was abusive situations, and we just, it was missing us completely that the person that was doing this was doing it because of control, and it had nothing to do with the size of the infraction.
Right, the Kool-Aid that wasn't brought to the person.
Right, so we were just missing it, and someone wrote in and said, you guys do not get it, and then they texted, and we went, oh, right.
You're right.
We don't know.
What with us not trying to control the people in our lives
so,
by making them bring us
Kool-Aid. I don't know what would possess a hacker to put time and energy into something that doesn't have a cash benefit.
Right.
Other than
seeing,
bragging rights
or
to
just
say,
seeing the naked people.
I did this. I'm right. the one.
But if you say, I did this, I'm the one.
Well, you probably only say that on the dark
jail.
Web. I mean, I don't know. On the dark web, you're...
Give me a Bitcoin and I'll tell you.
Your character
I was
is known.
Something about Bitcoin that they say within 10 years, like that money, it'll all be internet exchange money. Like it might not necessarily be Bitcoin, but it'll be one of these online currencies that we all have. That's a little scary, isn't it? People can hack into everything.
I don't know. I mean, what's the diff? Right now, it's these cards that represent money, and they're just numbers that move
true.
Around on your balance.
It's like you say, I just go home, do some math,
I make some subtractions. Yeah, I put numbers from here to there, and then...
Everything seems to be okay.
Of my actual paycheck, I see $40 cash, maybe.
Mm. I know, cash. I'm always like, oh, I got to go to the bank and get some cash. For what? I don't know. Lottery tickets? They won't let you.
Lottery tickets today.
Yeah, yeah. Don't forget. They won't let you buy a lottery ticket with a card, will they?
No, you got to be cash.
That's a pretty good business. No, we'll take the cash. Items from Prince's Paisley Park are going to go on the road. They're heading to London's O2 Arena in October. This is an exhibit showcasing items from his career. It's called My Name is Prince. It's also celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Prince doing 21 straight sold-out shows at the O2 Arena in 2007. So the timing works. Tika, his sister, says, this is the first time we've taken any items out of Paisley Park. I'm so excited to be able to meet the fans and share their Prince stories and give them hugs and have a cry with them if need be. Some of the items include guitars used throughout his career. I guess they've got the Gibson from his first TV performance in 1980.
Really?
Yeah, his 2007 Orange Cloud guitar. Outfits from his Purple Rain and Love Sexy tours. A diamond-encrusted cane with the love symbol atop it. Handwritten song lyrics. A pair of the Third Eye sunglasses he wore later in his career. She's gushy. I love the cane and the glasses. I love the guitars. I love, love, love the clothes and the shoes. Every single piece that he keeps over the years becomes my favorite. My Name is Prince will showcase hundreds of never-before-seen artifacts directly from Paisley Park, his private home in Minnesota. Visitors will get a unique insight into the life, creativity, and vision of one of the most naturally gifted recording artists of all time. So this is running, let's see, if you're going to be in London or maybe you live in London. Hi, Justin. It looks like it's going to spend 21 days there starting October 27th, and the tickets go on sale Friday at a website called My Name is Prince. So if you're going to be in the area or if that's something you're a huge Prince fan and you feel like that's something you need to go to, there you go. There was a Mike Patton is a guy. He was the singer for Faith No More.
Yeah, he's currently singing for Dead Cross, and they're playing here soon.
Well, here's the thing. He was in a car accident. So hopefully he'll be. It's not, you know, he was in an accident. He was unable to perform last night in L.A. at the El Rey Theater. The band came out and said, We can't do the show. We're so sorry to disappoint everyone, but Mike Patton was in a car accident. I don't have many more details.
I'm trying to
for his injuries. He's unable to be here tonight. He's hurt. I'm sorry. We apologize. He was in a car accident on his way to the venue, according to the band last
What's the
night.
Date? Oh, they're supposed to play in Berkeley tomorrow night.
Well, I mean, we don't know the extent of what happened to him. It's possible if he got in an accident on his way that he might be just too shaken up and maybe he's okay. I don't know. If we get more details, I'll let you know.
I saw their name on the marquee when I was over there for the Primus show. And I thought, wouldn't it? And then I quickly forced it out, like, oh, come on, you're not going to go out.
So Thursday night?
Yeah, you're already out.
Yeah. Well.
You can't go out again.
You could.
I couldn't. It's too much.
It is a lot.
Yeah. But I hope they do the show. And for those of you who are fans of him, he's excellent live. Mm. Did you see them when they played?
Mm-hmm. Faith No More?
Yeah.
Whenever that was.
Yeah.
A year ago.
And your buddies.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah. They were so good.
Yeah, they were good. I think we went different nights.
We did.
They did a couple shows.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a funny story. Andrew Dice Clay doesn't make the news often. He's 59 years old, but he's not willing to accept that. He's done hanging out with people over the age of 45. He says, old people just talk about medical problems. I got to take this medication, that medication. I got this wrong with me, that wrong with me. Just give me a burger and flash me. I have a very young spirit. Energy of youth is what I love. I never lost that energy. If I have a friend tell me he's being fitted for a brace, I'm going to tell him, leave my home and never come back. We're not going to be friends. You don't exist anymore. I just want new young buddies.
Leave my home and never... You know what? He's not wrong.
No.
And I'll tell you something.
Oh.
The weirdest thing.
All right.
It was my step-grandma. So, whatever.
Your grandfather's new wife?
Yes.
Okay.
So, my mom's stepmom.
Okay.
She did that... I was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Through those years, she would be like, my diabetes, and I had to go to the hospital, and...
I don't want to hear it anymore.
Endless with the medical issues. And
people.
Then later I saw her without her wig and she had no hair, like these just electrified, like wisps of hair. And wow, that lady's a walking dead. She's still alive at 90.
She's still alive now?
Right now in Florida, she's still alive at 90 something.
Wow.
My grandpa was built like a bull, like just a barrel chested gone, yeah. But she's still there. And that's the lady. I think of whenever I hear someone say, like, oh, the old people, those are the ones that keep living, it seems.
Yeah. Well, it's nice complaining, you know, it feels good. I don't know what it is because it's true. Like, the older, you know what it is? Because the older you get, the more of your time you have. It's like when you have kids, all you can talk about is your kids. When you get older, all you can really talk about is the crap that's going down with your body because it's consuming you.
I had to go to hospital again. Oh, God. I'm only 5.
You're depressing me.
Is this what I have to look forward to?
Yes, because I'm never going to die. And you'll have to listen to it your whole life. So Andrew Dice Clay does have a couple exceptions to his under 45 rule. He's got 69-year-old Arnold Schwarzenegger as a friend and 71-year-old Sylvester Stallone as a friend. He says, because they're genetically perfect. One of his new young buddies is Lady Gaga.
Oh.
He worked with her on the remake of A Star Is Born. Is that coming out pretty soon? When is that coming out? He says, she's as grounded as any New York girl I've ever met. We still keep in touch.
So, A Star Is Born.
So we're too old to be his friends.
It looks like Bradley Cooper is directing it. That's a mistake. Sam Elliott, Lady Gaga, Andrew Dice Clay, yeah.
What about Bradley Cooper don't you like?
Well...
he's handsome.
It's really difficult to star and direct in a film. I can only imagine. You know, I could be wrong.
Maybe it's a talent that we don't know he has. When is it supposed to come out?
2018.
All right.
Yeah.
The Hallmark Channel.
Sandy loves it.
Your mom is not alone.
She loves it. Oh, Maria loves it too.
They're not alone. No one's. It's.
I like it. It doesn't stress me out. I can enjoy a great story, and I feel good after it's done.
Feel good, right here in the title. So, a lot of the late night shows, especially Colbert, has gotten big bumps from Trump taking over the presidency.
Yeah.
And you know what else has? The Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
Because people want to look at things where they know there's going to be a happy ending. The main character is going to make the right choices, and do the morally right thing. And they're not going to be stressed out. And there's no nudity.
What's wrong with nudity?
No sex, no gore. It's feel-good TV. And it is winning big. Hallmark was the only non-news channel in the top 15 to see substantial viewership growth last year. In November and December, when they did their... They do marathons of Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christmas. Right around the corner.
Yeah. Well, turn on the Hallmark channel. It's nonstop Christmas movies. The channel often ran neck and neck with Fox News and ESPN for the title of most watched TV network on basic cable. Like, wow. They kill it. Ratings are up another 9% so far this year. And the Christmas movie marathon hasn't even started yet. People just don't want to watch the regular news anymore. So feel good TV. No sex, no gore. They have happy endings. The main characters do the right thing. Problems get worked out. The guy and the girl, whatever their age or grumpiness level at the start, they always end up together. And they say it's always drawn in older women, but Hallmark's appeal has broadened significantly. Ratings are growing fast among 18 to 49-year-old women, and a growing number of men are tuning in as well. Men account for some of the biggest jumps in the Nielsen ratings. And when they do focus groups, increasing numbers of men say they watch, many with their wives.
Oh.
So they're saying we are a place you can go and feel good. More Americans are turning to the Hallmark Channel for relief from the daily news, etc.
I'm with them. I'm over it. I got it. The guy sucks. I didn't vote for him. I get it. I'm with you. I just, how many jokes can you tell about that guy and still find it funny?
Oh,
over and over.
Okay,
Colbert is the one too. He's like on it. He jumped on its back.
They're all on it.
And he's got it, but he's got it in a leg wrap. I mean,
yeah, well,
is.
He's brilliant. The stuff he's doing is just, the guy is unbelievably talented.
You love him.
I do. He's great. And
his ratings drop if a Democrat is elected next cycle?
I don't know. But at that point, he might be so entrenched that people are just used to watching him. I mean, he's a genius. I've always thought he was a genius. But you know who else is doing a killer job with it is Seth Meyers, who's on after Jimmy.
Mean Trump.
Just killing it with the biting, direct, perfectly stated news pieces, news comedy pieces that are just, I mean, he is just killing it. I'll watch it. I don't even watch Fallon anymore because he seems so fluffy and he'll make some political commentary jokes, but they're always just so gentle and kind.
So you want that.
Kimmel's great at it. Kimmel's great. And he gets mad sometimes. Like, he's actually, he's a delight as well. Jimmy.
So you're the opposite. You want more of it.
I just
and the people
like
who've
it.
Chosen to be aggressive with it, you like them better.
Well, I just actively hate Donald Trump and that whole mess of an administration, and I like to see that I'm not alone. I love hearing them kind of go, "Yes, thank you for saying that." And just really quickly, I want to slide this in here because Stranger Things season 2 is going to start. I think right around Halloween, right? Is that might even be the exact date?
What channel is that?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix. Stranger Things. They have now confirmed a third season and possibly a fourth. I guess the Duffer brothers, who were in charge of it, say, we're thinking it'll be a four-season thing and then out.
They better hurry. Those kids are changing before our eyes.
That's what it is. And I don't know if we can justify something bad happening to them once a year.
October 27th.
Oh, okay. So the second season's about to start, and it looks like a third and possibly fourth season are in the works. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Vegetarians, parents rank traits they'd like to see their kids have.
Oh.
The eclipse, male enhancement pills, and more.
Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Bruno Mars tickets coming up at 9 o'clock. We've got them all day long, 9, noon, and 5 all this week. His show is sold out at the Oracle Arena on November 3rd, and we have your way in. Bruno Mars coming up at 9. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is where you can watch this show. You can also get all kinds of information. Concerts.
Sure.
What's Jane doing? Who knows?
Right. What's she up to? Jane.
She could be anywhere in the world.
She's playing a game.
Scouring the planet for the next new hit. That's Jane's deal. Mm-hmm. Going to live shows. Spinning the hits for the people in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what's happening. College football starts this weekend, everyone.
Oh, fun.
I mean, if you...
Go Blue.
...needed more reasons to be happy and feel like we're headed towards Christmas.
Oh, is that...
There it is.
You and Football's Christmas these back. Days.
It's great. It's so fun. Well, don't you love it?
I wonder who Cal is playing first.
I don't know.
Man, there's a whole write-up about their stadium being just... cost too much.
Oh.
But, you know, athletics, they bring in a ton of money.
It's September 2nd. UNC, they're playing first. We going to go to a Cal game together or what?
Sure. John definitely wants to go. Why don't you and John go?
Wait, does Riley want to go, though?
Riley doesn't care about football.
He doesn't want to go.
No.
But John's like, hey, John's my like, kid hey, goes I'll there.
Go. Yeah.
All right.
It's an excuse to go over there.
Oh, college football is so fun, too. John will love it. And now he has a team to align himself
right.
with.
Right.
Because, excited. What, did he go to college?
He did, but he didn't play football there or anything.
No, but I mean, the school didn't
UMass
have
UMass Lowell.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they did or not.
Well, now he's got a team. Good for him.
I know. It's exciting.
This weekend, Saturday, everyone. So, I've got a couple different things to update you on
okay.
with the Navy collision. We've had two in the last couple months. They're now saying the Navy is now saying poor seamanship and flaws in keeping watch contributed to the collision. A Navy destroyer and commercial container that killed seven sailors. This was the USS Fitzgerald. That's the one that happened a couple months ago. So they are saying for a fact those people will not be in command anymore. And that may end up being the case again with the USS John McCain. They did obviously save the destroyer and got it back to port. 10 sailors were killed or were missing. They now have found, they say, some of the remains. But one collision's an accident. Two, a coincidence, maybe? They say there have been four accidents in that area this year.
Oh. These are just the ones
other
bad
two,
enough to hear about.
The other two weren't big enough.
Right.
But there's still a lot going on.
Right.
And you expect that these ships and the sailors running them can avoid a giant tanker.
You would expect that.
The lone fugitive from the Spanish cell that killed 15 people in and near Barcelona was shot to death on Monday. So they caught him. Apparently, he flashed a fake suicide belt as he was approached by two troopers, and they then shot him. So that guy's been, I guess, brought to justice. So parents were asked about traits for their children. Some of the traits they were asked to put in order.
Okay.
Neuroticism, conscientiousness, intelligence, openness, agreeableness, and extroversion.
Yeah, everything but the neurosis one.
Right.
I'll take any of those. I want my kid to be as non-neurotic as possible, I guess. Although everybody has their neuroses.
You're right, though. That came in last.
Yeah.
But you would think intelligence would come in first, and it didn't.
What came in first?
It didn't even come in second.
Tell me all of them again.
Extroversion.
Yeah. That's nice. That's an excellent one to have.
Extroversion means you tend to be more social. Mm-hmm. Agreeableness means you're trusting, sympathetic, and cooperative. Conscientiousness means you're driven, disciplined, and think things through.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'd go with that number one.
Conscientiousness
mm-hmm.
fifth.
I would go extrovert first. I would want my kid to be friendly and outgoing.
That was number one.
Was it?
But then, intelligence came in third.
What came in second?
Agreeableness.
I don't like that one that much. Outgoing but smart.
But
yeah, agreeableness actually sounds like someone who's going to get taken.
A follower.
Right. I'll put that one down a little lower.
But we do tend to now live in a society of team workers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
In fact, working alone is, in some cases, not an option.
Right.
Because they
You're
never
in a room
were
with
asked
everyone.
To.
Right.
That's not the way that things have been done or been taught to people. So extroversion was number one. That's the best trait your kid could have. This is parents that are answering the questions in the survey. Agreeableness, intelligence, openness.
Openness is nice.
Conscientiousness, and then neuroticism
like
was 0%.
Conscientiousness.
Yeah, I really like that one.
But yeah, neuroticism? No. It's like, of course no one said that one.
Well, actually, though, some people, we read everything here. Being a little neurotic can help keep you healthy.
Right. Right. You actually mentioned that with, like, the germ stuff. Listen, if you're neurotic about washing your hands, is that you've got less chance than the guy who doesn't of
it might
catching something off your hands.
Help you be more careful in the bedroom, too. I mean,
sure.
There's things that
can get passed along.
Right.
You could be the person who breaks the chain.
Right. This story is from late last week. A guy in Ohio bought some male enhancement pills at GNC.
Oh, they sell those there?
I guess it's a natural enhancer.
That horny goat weed stuff?
21-year-old Shedrick Nichols went to the GNC store in Austintown, Ohio last week, bought a bottle of one of their herbal male enhancement supplements, left the store, took one, and came back to show the cashier that they work.
Oh.
She didn't like it. She didn't want to see his boner.
Yeah, no, nobody does. That was for you and your private use and your home.
He told the female clerk, "These supplements really work."
So this was just his, like, excuse.
I don't
to
know.
Show
who knows what
to.
Guys are doing? Who knows? The cops came, and eventually the clerk decided she didn't want to press charges. But it did turn out that Shedrick had a warrant, so he was arrested anyway.
Shed.
So I'm looking at some of these names.
That GNC sells.
Yeah,
for
the Magnum Blood Flow.
Oh, nice, nice. That
people
good.
Like the Magnum name.
They do. They feel magnificent.
Well, the extra large condom is a Magnum, sure. So it would make you think.
There's the Biohard.
The association.
Oh, goodness.
Biohard capsules.
Oh. Hmm. I wonder what that means.
There's the man saw.
Man saw.
Yeah.
Man
saw. Ah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, they're marketing to boys, all right.
Yeah.
Libido Max Male, the Volcano. Quite a
the
few.
Volcano.
Libido Max. I like that one. That's my Magnum Blood.
Facebook saved somebody's life recently.
Oh, how so?
A 61-year-old woman named Leslie Kahn from Epping, New Hampshire.
Okay.
No?
No.
She was swimming in her pool earlier this month when the ladder broke.
Uh-oh.
She wasn't strong enough to pull herself out of the pool and no one was home.
Uh-oh.
And her phone was inside the house. And she's stuck. Her iPad was on a chair by the pool, though, so she grabbed the pool cleaning pole, used it to drag the chair closer, grabbed her iPad, hopped on Facebook, and posted a message asking for help. Huh. Two neighbors saw it and went to her house. They pulled her out of the pool, called police, and everybody's okay.
Oh, hooray.
Facebook.
So she just would have pruned up in there and...
I don't know.
Yeah. Burned, you know, got a sunburn or something.
You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't eat anything that's in the pool, right?
Right.
Tile, cement coping. Eventually, you'd perish.
Sure. I guess you would eventually. Take a while.
32-year-old bartender in Baltimore was working recently when one of her customers left two lottery tickets as a tip.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever done that?
No.
I've never
and
done it.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either. I couldn't do it.
No. Because that might be the winning ticket.
It's not that I don't...
Were they scratchers, Vin?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that I don't appreciate you or and your service.
But I'm going to give you a dollar.
Here's cash
because
money.
Because I want you to have a dollar.
Right.
Not the $1,000 I could win on this scratcher.
Yeah, I bought these. I'm going to check these out.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were both scratch-offs, and one of them hit for $10. So on her way home, she stopped at a gas station and used the money to buy a $10 ticket. One $10 ticket, and it hit.
For her?
Oh,
she got $100,000.
Oh, that's awesome.
Her name hasn't been released, but she says she woke up her stepdaughter to check out the ticket to make sure she wasn't crazy, and then she started crying when she found out it was real. She recently totaled her car in an accident, and so now instead of another beater, she's going to buy herself something nice.
Oh, that's great. And that's actually, I like that because at least she didn't win the $100,000 on the ticket that he left. Like, that guy can't feel bad about it. He gave her the $10 tip that got her the $10 ticket. That,
right.
You know, he doesn't feel like he gave away the ticket. That's good. That's solid.
The rest of the money she'll use to pay off debt, build up her savings, and take a tiny vacation.
Mm. Yeah, that's after taxes. She'll only get $50,000 of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, it's not.
It's not, it right, it's certainly very helpful.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Penny.
Kate Upton's great-grandfather invented the washing machine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's a good one.
M&M's had a chance to be the candy featured in E.T., but they turned it down.
I heard that. They couldn't come to some kind of deal, and Reese's Pieces was like, yeah, we'll totally do
they
it.
They jumped at the chance and saw a 65% jump in profits. I would say, I mean, Reese's is pretty staple, pretty solid.
Right.
M&M's, it wasn't the deal. It was they looked at the script and said, this is ridiculous. No one's going to see this movie.
Oh, they didn't like the script.
They just weren't, listen, they were dumb is what it ultimately comes down to. M&M was dumb. And Reese's Pieces was smart.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah, what's it to you? Give them some free candy. Who's it going to hurt?
Right. Right. If no one's going to see this supposed movie.
Duh.
Yeah, well, that's what Reese's Pieces said.
But I think they're under the same umbrella now. I think they're
probably. I mean, let's face it. There's only like four companies in the whole world now, so.
Feces Elementary School is finally changing its name.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Yeah.
Where is this?
There's a school in South Korea.
Oh.
Called Daebyun Elementary School, which Daebyun in Korean means feces.
So it actually means
feces.
Poo.
Right.
They named it the Poo School. Huh.
The school was founded in 1963, and the name comes from a port that's nearby. I don't know, maybe the water's really gross?
Maybe.
They've stuck with the name ever since, even though it's been humiliating for several generations of students.
I mean, imagine the mascot.
They're finally changing the name after 55 years. Well, they'll no longer be called Feces Elementary School.
Does it say what they're changing?
It doesn't, but I do know, or I think, isn't the Summer Games going to South Korea in 18?
They are, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, they're finally getting around to all these things that
South Korea is incredible. If you can ever travel there, you have to. I know the madman is in North Korea. Just don't worry about
Forget
him.
That guy.
Just go hang out at South Korea. The second best meal I've ever had in my entire life was there.
Let me ask you a question. Amalfi Coast, where in South Korea?
Seoul.
Seoul or Amalfi Coast?
Amalfi Coast.
Where
is
was
that where you had the first best meal?
Yeah,
where
it the is. First one? That's it the was... first best meal.
Where was that the castle wedding you went to?
Scotland, the Isle of Bute.
Isle of Bute or Seoul?
Seoul, hands down. Seoul over Scotland. Ooh, absolutely, yes. The only reason Scotland was so amazing is because the wedding was the best wedding I have ever been to in my life.
But you also went to Oxford and stuff. I mean,
I went
to
Oxford.
You loved it there.
I do, but there's something magical about Seoul. And whoever's doing the PR on our end for Korea, it's terrible. You're doing a terrible job. There should be way more people visiting. It's so awesome over there.
Okay. That place in Canada that you weren't going to make the cut for, but then suddenly at the last second you made the cut and they brought you along. That's such a weird thing for friends to do to each other. But anyway,
thank you.
They brought you to that Canada spot.
Yes, yeah,
that place. Yes. What is it?
That was a
Sonora.
Good place. That was
Sonora
awesome.
Or Seoul.
Oh, he's actually, you know what it is? Because his friends, the friends are influential.
Oh, and he doesn't want to, he made the cut. He doesn't want to not make the cut again.
I'm going to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
These places that you're mentioning, Scotland, Sonora, they're great if you're with your friends. But Seoul is great with your friends or without your friends.
You can went
be
alone.
You can be alone in Seoul and meet a million people. And
I disagree. I've been. The food's amazing, but people weren't friendly out there.
Oh.
Well, they're friendly to me. Maybe. Well,
maybe it's
dude,
your
how
face.
Do the Koreans
like,
feel
nice
about
face.
The Vietnamese?
Maybe that's it. I don't know. I tried to talk to people. They just didn't feel me because I was American or something.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I'm sorry.
I just felt differently. The food was amazing, though. Loved it.
Yeah,
in
I
Seoul.
Love Seoul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Really good. If you like Korean food, it's legit.
Whoever's doing the PR work on that, it's terrible.
Should hire Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman should definitely be a PR guy.
I told you I went with the I met with the American consulate in Seoul, and the guy goes, "What do you think?" I go, "Amazing." He goes, "Why aren't more Americans coming?" I said, "Your PR job is terrible, terrible." He goes, "I disagree." I said, psh.
"Well, why aren't more people here then?"
Yeah, why aren't more people here?
You were right again, Hooman.
I don't know why I'm so argumentative. I gotta work on that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, "We are still doing good with Soar with Reading, but let's not rest on our laurels.
Oh,
keep voting. Love
we're
you guys.
Not, we're at 43.1%.
Oh, my God. Everybody, try to vote today. I keep seeing it.
Well,
good job on Facebook posting it up over and over.
Tomorrow, we'll hit it a couple times. Yeah. We didn't hit it today, but we'll hit it tomorrow. Right. If we'll... Our goal, everyone, is 51%.
Oh, our goal is 100%.
If we can get 51%, that means we'll have, all three combined could not catch us. And that's what it's all about.
But we got to keep it going. We have until the 31st.
Next week, right?
They could, you know, all of a sudden there could be a big blitz somewhere in one of those other towns. We can't have that, people.
Yeah. L.A. and New York suck. The only
really?
One we need to worry about is Boston.
Judy and Dave in the morning in Boston.
You never know,
go
man.
Crazy on us.
You never know.
Go on a run.
Well, we don't want to make sure that that does not happen. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and finish up all the texts and Bruno Mars tickets right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.